The circumstances surrounding a tragic buggy crash in the Sunshine Coast hinterland are being investigated. Emergency services were called to a private property at Kurran just after 3 p.m. on Friday, with reports a young boy had been critically injured in a buggy rollover. The child sadly died at the scene. A report is now being prepared for the coroner. 3 months after accidentally falling into a campfire and a Sunshine Coast teacher is still in hospital, Brent Jensen suffered burns that were so severe while camping at Stradbroke Island in June that doctors were forced to amputate his leg. The 44-year-old teacher from Bly Bly tripped over a camp chair and fell into the fire, suffering fourth-degree burns to 25% of his body. He tells The Daily he's trying to stay positive and watching the Paralympics from his hospital bed has lifted his spirits. A GoFundMe is raising money to pay for ongoing rehabilitation, treatments, prosthetics, and a new wheelchair. Briefly, another rescue in the Glasshouse Mountains. Emergency crews were called to Mount Biwa on Saturday morning after a hiker fell down a rock shamble while climbing with two others. Paramedics transported the man to Sunshine Coast University Hospital in a stable condition. Two beach houses on the coast sold for a combined $30 million in two back-to-back auctions at the weekend, one at Noosa Heads, the second at Sunshine Beach. And coast locals are being asked to find a reason to give blood and plasma, that is. The Australian Red Cross is calling for 100,000 people to become donors as demand for blood reaches a 12-year high.